So now it's been 1 week since...
since I looked at you.
Since the Avengers Endgame. And spoiler alert for the movie, we're still alive.
We're still alive.
We made it.
We made it.
I can't tell you who made it in the movie, but we made it.
We made it.
We saw the movie and made it.
Homie, we made it. Get it like the famous rap song.
And the funniest moment from Avengers Endgame is for some reason they had Jordan Peterson in it.
Can you edit in, like, news lights? Because I got some hot news in for you.
What's the news?
I've been sick with what I'm for sure is swine flu. We have another outbreak.
I was wearing a swine flu t-shirt last week.
I forget. Was that stupid?
I have the swine flu marathon running t-shirt.
So, here's my hot take on swine flu.
It sucks.
It sucks, and it's really bad, and I don't know anything about it besides the fact that I for sure have it, just like everybody did back in 2006 when everybody on the whole planet apparently were like, oh, dang, the flu.
What is swine flu? I don't know.
What's
what it
the
is.
The difference?
Do you become a pig?
I think you get it from
pigs. Do you snort
pigs.
Now?
Well, yeah, but that has to do with...
the swine flu.
I got sad because of the swine flu. Maybe it's a depression joke about how it turns you to drugs. One time I was listening to music with my friend Randy, and he turned on a song with bad words, and he reached up and he had an aux cord in, and he pulled the aux cord out and timed all the swears perfect, and it was very impressive.
That's pretty funny. Self-editing.
Yeah, it was very good.
I listened to... So, do you remember last week there was, like, this whole thing where, like, Avengers Endgame came out, but there was something more important happening behind the scenes? Which is that Taylor Swift had been teasing something for a long time.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I got my hopes up like a real stupid boy and thought that it was going
Taylor
to
Swift
be
an was be Endgame?
I thought it was going to be an album. It was a single.
It was a single.
With Blend and Urine.
Hey, I don't...
Blend and Urine.
Blend and Urine. It was weird because that's actually what they called the behind-the-scenes video was the Blend and Urine. They're blending in urine.
And so, like, I stood up and I'm, like, listening to the Apple Music. Whoa. We just lost our drug light. I was listening to the Apple
Mom's
Music
Sick Grow Up
Beats 1 new release show, and I don't remember the name of the song, but
Me?
Beats 1 is edited. No, not that one. Beats 1 is edited, and there was some rap song came out, and it was maybe one of the most impressive edits I'd ever heard. The song had essentially no lyrics. Like, it was like the beat was going, it was just like, and then there was, like, a repeated N-word
touch
in the chorus.
Bridges.
It was just like, I was like, this is the most ridiculous edited version I've ever heard in my life. It was impressive how bad it was. You couldn't tell anything about the song.
Well, see, the weird, was it a mumble rap song?
Probably.
See, mumble rap does this funny thing where there's essentially half a verse and a hook. And they just repeat the half verse and hook over and over and over again. So he probably was just like, okay, cool, I'll write this. And then just repeated the same thing.
We gotta write something real quick. You know that song that was in Into the Spider-Verse that the kids sing a lot?
Yeah.
Let's rate it. You know that song?
Okay, I don't like trap music that much, but... I like it a lot. I can't, I'm
And you'll be left in the dust, unless I stuck by ya. You'll be some flower. That one.
Oh, the post song?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
You know what that song's about?
No.
It's about a dude being like, you're a really pretty girl and a really nice girl, and I realized that you were vulnerable, and like, I basically used you, and I know that you really want to get together, but like, I don't think I can commit to that. It's such a pretty, beautiful song, and it's such a jerk song.
Hey, kids movies. Hey, you, 10-year-old, guess what?
Guess what? Commitment
to Malone? Not best influence.
Yeah, evidently commitment is just too hard.
Unless it's to some regrettable face tattoos. I kid you not. Okay, here's the thing.
He can basically only be a rapper or a professional wrestler at this point
here's
with the face tattoos.
I do know a girl who does not, as a joke, think Post Malone is the most attractive boy.
I've heard people say that about Lil Wayne. That Lil Wayne is a genuinely attractive human being.
I don't know. If he's not, if Lil Wayne's not a 10, then there's no possible way I'm even a 5.
Post Malone.
And I refuse to live in a world where I'm anything below a 7.
Post Malone's a 2, dude. Post Malone. Like, not, both in attractiveness and also kind of like...
As a person. However, makes pretty good music sometimes.
Sometimes. It's hit or miss.
There's some
bop. But they never miss, huh? And then, I like how we make jokes that just get older and older every week.
Are we funny yet?
And,
are we relevant? Please tell me I'm relevant.
Where was I going with this? Oh. Welcome to Life's What You Rate It. My name's Michael.
Oh, good point. Yeah, because I'm sure there's something funny in there. I'm sure we were funny. How many intros is that? 6?
Yeah.
I'm Mark.
And we do the podcast called Life's What You Rate It. It's a comedy podcast where we rate everything in the world on a scale from 1 to 10, so Michael, you don't have to. Yeah.
Not comedy. This is for the people.
I'm sorry, it's a realistic...
For the people by the
we
people.
Are the Jordan Petersons of rating life.
Yeah, we're here to help you.
And I wanted to bring up a topic this
okay.
week. Yeah, what are shoes for?
To look dope.
Right? Shoes are to look dope. What else do they... What are practical running. Things they provide? Running. The protection. They keep you warm. Keep you cleaner.
Get fly honeys with.
Get fly honeys if you got nice shoes.
To look classy.
Remember that time
to
that,
stop
like,
that stank?
Remember that time I talked about how this podcast is basically a podcast for moms, and then I did something that was like dissing moms by being fake cowboys for leather?
Yeah.
Yo, I'm here to talk about flip flops.
Some floppies, dude?
So flippy floppies.
Dude, screw flops.
Dude, they're the most impractical, immodest, self-indulgent pieces of trash.
You little hussies running around
it falls. With your...
you stupid... You...
Here's the thing, though.
You Nicki Minaj-esque stupid hussies.
Yo, I'm about
Can I say
to...
that?
Nope.
Dang it.
I'm about to say something. It's a little offensive, dude. What do you think about it, dude, when you walk up and dude's wearing flip-flops?
I have two opinions.
He's not cool.
No, here's the thing. I've only ever seen two types of dudes wear flip-flops. One, a dude that just has a very hittable face. And two, a dude with very long hair who's definitely a user.
Or old people.
Like, I don't understand.
Dad started wearing flip-flops.
Dad did start wearing flip-flops out of the blue. Dad was very staunch. You better have not just socks on. Like, Dad's like,
no open-toed shoes.
No, Dad was very staunch. Socks and shoes, you animals. We live in a society with rules, you little creatures.
Let me tell you this.
This is not 24/7 purge in our house. And now he's a straight up flops dude. He's a flops dude.
As soon as the weather hits 42, my wife puts on her flip flops, and I'm like, "Aren't you cold?" And she's like, "No, it'll be fine." And then we go outside, and she wears long pants and a long shirt and a jacket, and she's like, "It's cold." And I'm like, "Hey, guess where your temperature is decided? Your toes and your feet." And I'm like, "Yo." Like, she hurts her feet when she wears flip-flops because they don't have any protection. Like, I'm like, you know, shoes exist for a reason.
Also, you want something? Nobody got any fly honeys wearing flip-flops.
Also, like, I think it's they just do it to show off their feet.
Here's my thing. Flip-flops don't count as shoes. I've heard a lot of people argue this. And I say, because when I wear shoes, I wear them to protect myself, because I think they look cool, whatever. I've never seen somebody wear flip-flops whose sole purpose was, well, I should probably have something on my feet when I leave, but then as soon as I get wherever I'm going, take them off.
Yeah, people take them off all the time.
Everywhere they are, 24/7.
Which, like, frankly, purge. I don't want your foot dust on my crap, but, like...
My crap's for my foot dust.
I don't even like to see my own feet.
Yeah, I usually
much
wear
less
socks.
Anyone else's
I wear
feet.
Socks all the time because I'm not a pervert.
Dude, we wear pants to cover up our nakedness, yet women think they don't have to do anything about the toes.
How many? That's true. What do you think the disproportion is? Why do you think women wear flops?
So they can paint their toes and, you know, show off.
Do you understand also
their
why
bodies?
People... Right, we talked. This is how bad it's gotten. Girls, not even the jean jumper can protect you from showing off.
The jean jumper makes you a fake cowboy, a cowboy liar. Wearing flip-flops kind of makes you...
I think if you wear a jean jumper, you retroactively change space-time and become a homeschooled kid.
So many people wear them. I don't know, you wore them too. That's why I made fun of you that episode.
Jean jumpers are very good.
They're so stupid.
They're very good.
Who needs more denim in their life? That's my question.
Hey, you want to know...
You can start wearing denim shoes,
this
too.
This is how I live my life. Oh, did you hear about the denim Jordans?
No, what the frick? What is wrong with people? This is why humanity can't have nice things.
I look at things and I go, probably more denim, though.
Dude, what if I had denim underwear? That'd be comfortable. Then I could show them off like my thongs.
Either kind.
What if you ever wanted to see a man in a thong? Don't answer that question.
I don't even know what that is. Can you explain what that is to me, please?
Is this flip-flops? They're called thongs in other places.
For real,
Which can make for some very confusing conversations.
Also, it makes for some very confusing lyrics, Tyga. See the guy who made the thong song?
I think the thong song was around way before Tyga.
Hold on, to Google.
Thong song is old. Thong. Cisco, there we go.
It's Cisco.
Yeah. The first time my wife ever heard that song, she was like, what is this?
Because she said, who is these nasty feet perverts? Is what she said.
Thong is a part of that song. And yeah, they're about sandals. It's very confusing.
Weird. Here's the thing, dude. People always talk about, like, we're humans. Like, you hear the argument for, like, people who are pro those dirty words. We're humans. We have master of a language. Language doesn't have master over us. And that's clearly bullcrap because we can't even agree what words mean.
Dude, here's the thing, though.
If we can mess up so bad to say thong means what it means or
English,
flip-flop.
English is so bad. It's such a bad language, just like flip-flops.
It's a metaphor.
In the Bible, they wore sandals because they didn't have options. They didn't have shoemakers yet. The elves had not been evolved yet to make the shoes in the Keebler houses. Did the Keebler elves make shoes?
No, I think little people make shoes in a different nursery rhyme. But, I mean, they could be Keebler. I don't know.
Or do the Keebler elves exclusively make cookies and snacks?
They're probably so much like Zeus and Poseidon and Hathas are all brothers and, like, Greek gods, but they all kind of have their own dominion. Probably like that.
Is it racist to think that all elves do the same job?
Probably. I would argue that's more racist than a lot of what we call racism, because they're actually a different race.
To me, all elves, A, make gay shoes, B, gay archers, or C, make cookies.
Make those good cookies.
What about Santa's elves, though?
Santa's
elves... They make toys.
No, Santa's elves are actually just undercover...
Do Santa's elves make cookies?
Or do you want a cookie for a present?
Then Santa wouldn't need cookies at the door.
But what if
we give Santa cookies?
What if Santa? Hold on. What if I write a? This is a paradox. What if I write a letter to Santa
saying
about
cookies
I want?
But what if you leave cookies out? What does he do? Does he give them? Does he re-gift your cookies?
Can Santa,
back to you?
Can Santa make a cookie that even you, Santa, can't eat and put out for him?
That would be weird.
It's like the snake eating its own tail, dude.
Is Santa really lactose intolerant?
No,
Scott Calvin's still alive, right?
The reindeer are.
But Scott Calvin's still alive, though.
Hold on, real quick. If I'm remembering this right, where there's a moment where one of the reindeers lactose intolerant and does a bunch of farts.
There's a lot of parts in the movie where the reindeer fart. In fact, I've seen more than one Christmas movie where the reindeer have farting problems. And I think maybe that's something we should address at some point.
Hold on, dude. How buck wild would it be if that's actually a thing?
If reindeer in real life just
have,
fart a
reindeer
lot?
Reindeer just have a lot of fart problems in life. I don't know why I didn't start the show with this, because this is the funniest thing I've heard. I talked to a grown-up adult today, who said that he got into a conversation with his boss and tried to let out a fart and took a dump in his pants while talking to his boss. I don't know why that wasn't our intro, because it's the funniest thing I've heard in maybe my whole life.
I give that a...
10 out of 10. That's transcendent as crap, because you'll never forget that, because it's funny.
I was going to say 6, because it seems unpleasant. But it's also a good... Like, if you do it, yeah, you get fired, but also you have the best story. 6.
He didn't get fired. He works in the trades. They're all dirty birds. I
don't know what that means, but okay.
There's some nasty boys. Dude, have you seen... Okay, I figured out what I'm going to rate this episode. I talked to you, and this wasn't...
Hey, we got to rate my thing real quick.
Flip-flops. No, flip-flops are bad. They're 1 out of 10. The world would be better without them.
1, uno.
You probably thought it was a little bit when I was like, hey, I don't know what I'm going to rate this episode.
No, I thought you were really serious.
Yeah, I was. Okay. Until now.
Okay.
This is a TV show. Remember when I dunked on...
Are you just going to, like, talk about the whole show again? Because we don't have time for this.
Yeah, hold on. But we're both going to talk about it.
Okay.
This TV show is called Alias. And it stars Jennifer Gardner.
I've never...
Maybe the best actress of all time.
It's not Jennifer Gardner. It's Jennifer Garner.
Okay.
Sing the
that doesn't explain her acting at all, then. I assumed she was a gardener, and they thought she was attractive, so they made her be in TV shows, and that's why she was bad.
That's the stupidest crap I've ever heard. I've never really watched Alias, dude.
Also, here's my actual joke. I did think her name was Jennifer Gardner for 21 years.
Do we have those on DVDs, like, available?
My aunt does. Hey, Aunt Debbie.
We know you watch the show.
Do us a good solid. And here's the thing.
Hook us up with the Alias.
Hook us up with Alias, and I don't know if Michael will do it with me. I'll watch Alias, and I'll do a weekly review show where I watch an episode of Alias and talk to you about it. It'll be a short one. It'll be a quick recap where I talk about how good Alias is. This is a very good show that is about, I think, attractive spies being bad at saving the world. Okay. You know how many of mom shows we've made fun of for being, like, essentially a soap opera with this, like...
Hey, I watch...
You got soap opera in my NCIS show. You know, like, how we make fun of that?
I mean, but I watch wrestling.
Think about that, but to the umph degree. Like, maybe worse than wrestling. Hold on. There are parts...
Did you say the umph degree? Is this just what I'm gonna correct your English the whole episode?
Oh.
It's the nth degree.
Fart, dude. I'm doing my Drewby impression where I don't know how any colloquialisms work. Did I say that right? You jerk. Dang it! Crap! Farting.
Oh, no. We're good.
Oh, we're good.
That would be bad.
I would have quit.
I think you just hit the hard drive too hard.
I punched it.
All right. So, Alias. Sorry.
Alias. So, here, how do you say colloquialism?
Colloquialism.
I'm not going to try again. Okay. Got it. Colloquialism?
It's cloak.
Cloak?
Colloquial.
Like cloak.
No.
Cloak and dagger.
Whatever.
My favorite TV.
Colloquialism.
So Cloak and Dagger, my favorite TV show, starring the old Disney star. No, so Alias is about.
Are you serious?
Yeah. There's a TV show.
About the comic?
Yeah.
Who's starring?
Olivia Holt.
Who's that?
She was in Jesse, I think.
Okay, whatever. That show sucked.
Yeah, it was not great. Okay, so. Speaking of Jesse, show's not very good. It's probably a 3 out of 10. Dang it, nothing 3s. 4s.
You freaking frick.
So Alias is about a girl whose parents are spies, and she's dope at being a spy. Hold on, spoilers for
Daddy,
Alias.
Daddy Warbucks?
Yeah.
Is that a spoiler?
So Daddy Warbucks is her dad. And her mom is a bad guy sometimes, I think. So I watched Alias every Friday night on Netflix with my sister. We'd stay up late and watch Alias. And we'd watch like 6 of them while I fell asleep every Friday night. So
You have 30 minutes out of each episode that you remember.
Yeah. Well, it's like an hour long show.
Do they have a recap?
And let's say I remember 30 minutes of each session that we did.
Is it like an anime where there's a recap?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, dude. It's not some hand-holdy bullcrap.
What network was that on?
I don't know.
It wasn't CW.
No.
Does it feel like CW?
NBC. Weirder. Okay, Michael, when I tell you it feels
is
like
it
a
actually so- good?
When I tell you it feels like a soap opera at times, I mean like people change their face and get plastic surgery and look like different people.
Those switch people- actors?
Sorta. People get different blood inside of them and it's magic blood so they can't die. And there's like weird voodoo like... Alias gets buck wild late
game. Is it like Metal Gear?
Alias might be the TV equivalent to Metal Gear.
Now I'm just curious.
So,
but I also, it would go against my whole campaign that Jennifer Garner is a sucky actress.
No, I think Snake's a sucky actor. So, spoilers for Metal Gear Snake's
actor. I don't want you to spoil everything about Alias now. I kind of want to watch those.
So, Alias, so hold on. So she's a dope spy because in her past, as a baby kid, they trained her to be a spy, but that memory got erased. But for some reason, she's still dope at it. And then her best friend, Rocket Raccoon, who is...
Is he in that?
Rocket Raccoon's in the show.
Okay.
And he's a journalist, I think, is also pretty good at spy stuff.
Is that his first thing?
Yeah. And then, you remember the guy with mind powers from Heroes and also the fat dude who flies the
spaceship
in the new... No, Vaughn's a different dude. Okay. I think his name's Will. Wait, what's his real name? Is it Will?
I don't know.
It's Bradley Cooper.
So that is Bradley Cooper?
Yeah.
Is Vaughn?
Rocket Raccoon. No. Rocket Raccoon plays Will. Vaughn is played by, think, I want everybody to picture in their head, the most stereotypical, I have dark, brooding hair and eyes, and I'm a very good-looking boy. That's him.
Got Chad it. Michael Murray?
Is, no, because he has light hair.
Oh.
And light eyes. I can't believe you don't know. Hey, Michael, what's our boy Chad freaking Michael freaking Murray's eye color?
I would be so blessed to be able to stare into his eyes without faltering.
The English language can't describe how
the magnificence
of Chad freaking Michael freaking Murray's eyes. The dude with mind powers from Heroes and the same dude who flies the... He's like the new pilot in the Star Wars movies, which I guess arguably took a big step up after Alias to be in Star Wars. They're all spies together.
Poe?
Huh? Poe? Not Poe.
Okay.
He's like a fat dude.
Whatever.
He's Parkman in Heroes, the perfect TV show of all time that has one season. So it's about them being spies, and at some point a weird ancient religion gets involved, and they're chasing artifacts and the idea of immortality. And I don't.
Is it not just Catholic?
I don't. Catholicism.
Catholicism.
You know, Catholicisms. No, dude. What I want to know is, I want to be part of the writers' room because this isn't introduced to like later in seasons. At what point? Sorry, I should give you a longer break after I die in the microphone to edit that out. At what point did they go, oh, let's just write an anime with Jennifer Gardner as the star? Jennifer Gardner or Rocket Raccoon?
I'm wondering how much you're exaggerating here, because I'm very interested in the TV show Alias now.
I cannot stress this enough.
Has mom watched an anime?
Maybe. I think a lot of people watched an anime.
How many people listening right now? Hey, comment down below.
I think 100% of moms have seen.
Yo. I don't care if you're a mom or not. Comment down below if you've watched Alias.
Or if you now want to watch Alias.
Or if you now are interested in Alias. Because I've maybe become more interested than I've
this
ever
could
been.
Be distant. Also, I really like... Distance makes the heart grow fonder, is that it?
Yeah. Absence.
Dang it.
But absinthe? I also... Absinthe makes the heart grow fonder. That's what the drug
that'd
is.
That'd be a good band name. Welcome to my emo band, Absinthe Make the Heart Grow Stronger.
Also really like 2000s. I don't like things like now
that are
like evoking 2000s nostalgia, because I don't think anybody's very good at it yet.
But
I do like I like to watch things from the 2000s to be like, whoa, dude. Like watching like Malcolm in the Middle. Or
who might be considered racist now because of her ethnicity. She's named Anna Espinosa. Which seemed like the most on-the-nose name they could give somebody. And it is the one female reoccurring villain, and it's the only person that... Oh, what's her name?
Sydney Bristow.
Sydney Bristow can't beat in a punch fight. The only person on the show...
What's her name?
Anna Espinosa.
I thought Mom just used that name as a joke.
No, her name is Anna Espinosa.
That's the name of the character. Does Mom like anime?
Mom likes anime, secretly.
Should Mom see Death Note?
No, she's more of a Full Metal.
She's like a DBZ fan.
I want to be
Dad part... Dad likes DBZ because he likes the Hulk.
I want to be part of the... No, here's the thing. This is what I actually want to talk about. This is why I brought this show up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I want to be in the writer's room when they said... talk to the person... Well, talking about this soap opera-esque show, which is clearly just a relationship show at times, about, hey, this is an attractive lady with a bunch of attractive dudes who all fall in love with her at different times. And some, dude, there's whole half seasons where people fake die, and like, it's stupid bullcrap, right? I want to be part of that thing where they go, so then they go to this weird temple, and this dude bathes in this weird blood fountain, and he becomes immortal.
This is in the show? This is real? I gotta, dude, I want to see this now, though. What the frick? I know so many people that watch this. Our entire extended family watched Alias. Like, all of our uncles and aunts.
Alias is secretly an anime, I think.
What the crap is this?
I can't, dude, so part of me thinks that I'm clearly misremembering Alias.
I thought we were going to make fun of Alias, and now I kind of want to watch it more than anything.
Okay, so I kid you not, I've not thought about Alias in forever. I've dunked on Alias several times. We've been talking about Alias. I'm talking about the show now. I guarantee you, first of all, I'm probably misremembering some stuff.
I'm dead serious. I want to go buy the DVDs on Amazon.
And I kid you not, how many do you think that is?
I'm gonna look it up right now. We'll talk it up later.
We'll do it later.
I'll just use the thumbnail as me buying it.
There's a good hold on, though, for real. I think Alias might be, one, a good show that I've made fun of too much, and two, there's also some cool train sequences that feel very over the top of anime. Everything in that Michael, you remember the opening to Saints Row where they jump out of the plane?
Yeah.
I think that's also an Alias.
I might need to watch Alias. And that's a sentence I literally never thought I would say.
So first of all, this is going to be an anomaly episode where we don't rate a thing.
Because I don't know if we like it or not.
Alias and get back to you guys. I'm going to do an Alias rewatch. I'll get back to you. But Alias, I do want to rate the idea of the courage it took the dude while pitching this show with all of these hot boys.
What you're saying is somebody went into a mainstream TV writer's room.
All of that's about just how can we tie up love triangles with Jennifer Bristol. Garden. And all of these hot boys and say, but hold on, what about anime?
Guys, I read this manga the other day and I've got an idea. Okay, so like something that you keep touching on is a lot of these shows, and I'll say the CW shows are like this a lot, they really lean into the, hey, this is just a soap opera. Have you ever just straight up stopped watching a TV show because a character relationship occurred that you said, screw this, I'm out? Because I feel like the people that watch those shows say like, oh, I can't believe this person got together with this person, but they just keep watching it.
Yeah.
I straight up stopped watching 12 Monkeys, and a huge portion of it was because a relationship formed and I said, screw this, I am out.
I don't think I've ever done that, actually.
Like, there was other reasons, but like a huge part of the reason I was like, that character was a good character, and now they're in love with this character, I am out. I do not care about the show anymore.
A lot of my frustrations with Arrow in earlier bad seasons were that they wrote Felicity to be pretty cool, and they wrote Oliver to be maybe the worst character on the show, and I was like, she should probably be with anybody else in the show. It'd probably be better if she was with anybody else.
Like Ant-Man? What's the Ant-Man's name in DC? Captain Atom?
Paul Rudd.
Okay, she should have fallen in love with Paul Rudd and Arrow.
No, she should have fallen in love with Superman. Dang it, because he plays Superman in Superman Returns.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Superman Returns?
Superman Returns, a bad movie that has one of the coolest Superman shots I've ever seen, where they slow motion let somebody shoot a gun at Superman, and he just stands there, it does a close-up on his eye, and it crumples when it hits his eye, because he's Superman.
Which one is Superman Returns?
Huh?
Which one is Superman Returns?
Superman Returns is like 2004.
That was like the first one, though, of the newer ones, right?
Yeah.
He plays that?
Yeah.
Ant-Man?
Yeah.
Not Paul Rudd.
Ant-Man from Arrow. CW, yeah.
Weird.
Superman, yeah.
Is he strong?
Yeah.
Oh.
You don't get to be on CW if you don't got that six-pack.
Let me tell you.
They say, you go, hey, please, I'm like, I've won so many awards for being dope at acting, and go, let me see that tummy, though.
No.
And you go,
No. Winning awards for acting on the CW is actually a negative, because they don't look for actors.
That's what I'm saying. You go there, and you're like, hey, I love comic books, I love superheroes, let me be in the superhero universe. And they go, let me see your tummy, and go, here's all my acting awards. And they go, let me see your tummy, and go, and they go, is that... four packs? No!
Like,
they say no!
Are you an Instagram model? Sorry, you can't be on the show.
Crap out of here!
Everyone on CW shows are definitely models, more so than regular movies and TV shows. So I feel like we rated both things. We did both.
Look at this picture of this boy! He's a gross looking boy. And I hate him.
This guy definitely looks like somebody that would be an alias.
He definitely looks like he very much wants to be Justin Timberlake. Nobody's ever wanted to be Justin Timberlake more than this dude just then.
Thanks.
We'll get back to you on Alias. Also, the person who pitched anime to Alias, 10 out of 10.
I need to...
He's a hero among men.
I need to watch Alias. Now, I'm dead serious. I'm going to go look that up when I'm done.
That's not a joke. I do think that if there's anything that Whack Matters does before we die in 2 months, it has to be revitalize Alias on the internet.
Thanks for listening. Do you have any jokes to end us off with? Thanks for listening to the podcast that we produce here at WhackMatters.com. Just in case you didn't know, we have a lot of different shows running right now. There's Life's What You Rate It, where me and my brother Mark rate everything on a scale from 1 to 10 that exists in the entire universe. Tune In, where Marcus and his friend Karsten talk about cartoons and their value for people of all ages. Of course, Whack Tracks, where me and a bunch of friends make commentary tracks for whatever shows or movies we might be into at the time. And our newest show on the network, The Music Matters, where my friend Trevor creates a discussion around all the matters relating to music. If you'd like to support the content we make here at WhackMatters.com, please go to WhackMatters.StoreMV.com and check out our merchandise section. We sell t-shirts right now, and there's more merchandise to come. Even if you don't want to buy a t-shirt, there is a donate button at WhackMatters.com that you can use to support the content that we already make and to help fund creative ideas for the future. Additionally, this podcast is also brought to you by Audible.com. If you go to audibletrial.com/whackmatters, you can sign up for a free 30-day trial with Audible.com where you get to listen to a free audiobook of your choosing and can continue subscribing for an awesome audiobook content subscription. Remember, that's audibletrial.com/whackmatters. We love you all and hope you will continue checking out the content we make here at whackmatters.com. Have a great day.